Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train. A little worn out, too. Woo! welcoming you to the second hour of our Super Bowl Sunday and almost Valentine's Day edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, I'm going to have to peel because I, you know, always layer up because it's so cold at home when I leave. And time to peel some clothes off here. Well, you know, just the outer layer.
The mittens just have to go.
Yeah, it is a little warm. I have my alpaca fingerless mittens on, and I love them, but I really don't need them right now. Okay. All righty. So let's see. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Pick up the stream by going to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Listen Live, link in the upper right corner. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you are all set to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You can see a picture, Dr. Nels, Linda, and Stacy this morning in the studio. And check out that phenomenal video of the cheetahs piling on, snuggling up with the forest ranger that has leaned to out in the middle of who knows where. But, oh, my gosh, it is phenomenal. I think it's one of my favorite posts ever on Facebook. All righty. It is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, or BEST, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Nels works mostly on animals and some humans. Linda works mostly on humans and some animals. So when you come in, call in today, you get double-teamed. Nels will do the animals, and Linda does the humans. Of course, if you don't want to, you can say so, but gosh. You want to take advantage of this? And we've got callers waiting. Oh, if you do we have any open lines? Okay, we got an open line if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. All righty, we are heading out to Salton, and our friend Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Hello, Cindy. Hey, speak up a bit.
Hello?
There, we can hear you.
Get closer.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy. So, I hear there's a cat that needs some tuning up.
Yep.
Is this that cat that kind of joined you?
Yep, her name's Crystal now.
Crystal, all right.
Yeah, she called you. You, I think, worked on maybe the last month. This was the... We think it's her lucky return. We're pretty positive about that.
Right.
But we think she's in a girl suit this time. Not positive about that because we don't really know. And started showing up. She's a black cat. And Cindy put out a trap, and lo and behold, caught her. So now Cindy's got this feral cat in an extra room in the house. Hasn't been able to touch her yet, but she's making progress, Cindy, because you're feeding her and... You know, spending quite a bit of time in and out. I actually was out there yesterday. I got to see her.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't run. I mean, she was behind something in the room hiding. But I was able to look over it and see her. And I did the slow eye blink, you know, which, you know, Jackson Galaxy taught us about how you let cats know that you are no threat is when you look at them in the eyes, you slowly close your eyes. And then open and slow, you do a real slow blink. And that lets them know they're safe and that you wish them no harm. Made a big difference when Cindy started doing this to the cat. She shifted immediately. The cat knew this language immediately. Cindy noticed a difference.
All right. Well, so I did find something to work
okay,
on.
So
I
did.
Am doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
So Nels is working on Crystal. And Cindy, you would like Linda to work on you as well?
Yeah, on my foot.
Okay, so Cindy, which foot are we talking about?
Left foot.
Left foot, okay. All right. So what I'm going to invite you to do is think about the impact having this situation with your foot is having on your life. Hmm. So just focus on that.
Well, think about that foot and how it affects your life.
And then we are going to set that aside and focus on the feeling of sincerity, the feeling of sincerity, and the number one. So you're just thinking sincerity one. And you're going to take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. Your eyes are going to be open and looking up at your forehead, blinking as much as you like.
Hey, Cindy, you got your eyes open, looking up at your forehead. Take a deep breath and hold it as long as you can. And then if you need to let it out and replace it, that's okay. And all the time you're going to be thinking sincerity and the number one. Sincerity number one.
Okay, and I've got...
You're still
reset.
Working on Crystal, yeah. Or is it she...
She's reset.
You reset now. Yep. And you had to work on both sides?
Both sides.
All
right. Right side twice.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and Cindy, go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just let your head tip forward, tucking your chin just very gently, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts go back to how that situation with your foot is impacting your life. Okay, and that is complete.
Wonderful.
And so let's see, affirmation-wise, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
And the other thing, the number one this time was related to the root chakra, which is at the tailbone, pelvic floor area of the body. And it's often about being connected, wanting to be more connected and really know that we are connected to the earth. So just as often as you can think about it, let yourself, really celebrate your connection to the earth.
All right, so are we complete with Cindy? The Crystal Kitty
is all tuned up.
Cindy's tuned up too, and we're good. And Cindy, you've got your affirmation, so you're good?
Yep, good to go.
All right, now I want you to just, before I let you go, since we put Emily on connecting, you've noticed a big difference in her mobility and her interacting in life again, right?
Oh, yeah, she's jumping up like she used to like 5 years ago.
Yeah, and Robbie's zooming around like a puppy. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Connecting is the only way to go for arthritic joints, all that kind of stuff. Blows everything out of the water. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah,
thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, I think we'll get one more in before we take care of advertisers because, woohoo, the phone be ringing today. Uh-oh. Did I say anything that might have offended Natasha or anything? Or do you think she's just... Because I think it's my Nastasha. I do that. I get mings. Never mind. Anyway, I think we might be talking to Natasha coming up. But first up, right now, we are going back to Snohomish and Holly. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, is this Holly?
Yes.
All right. Hey,
Mark, can I give you a quick update, Martha? You were at my house. I'm Tina's friend.
I was just going to say, let's make sure that I know for sure, because I believe I know this, Holly, right? Because wasn't I in your home? I did a session with you.
Yep, day after Thanksgiving with my two dogs, Chopper, Curly, and then Sage was there too, my cat.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
So how are y'all doing?
Well, it went well during December. And then I was out of town So it's been going well, but I haven't, we've just been holding steady since then because of my current situation, which I'm calling in for with my horse.
Yeah, and I've heard through the grapevine because.
Stacy, you're clicking wrong buttons over there.
Stacy, did you cancel our...
Oh. I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Well, how did that happen? She's here, Nathan. Okay, Nathan's just going to go in there and check and see something. But you're still there, Holly?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So then, so we don't need to go off anymore on the dogs, but just so you know that I did do a session. But I did not meet your horses. And you're calling in about your horse Prairie. Is that right?
Yes, Prairie Fire. Yeah.
Prairie Fire. And as I understand it, Dr. Nels, Prairie's had a serious problem going on with one eye, and I think Holly has just been majorly stressed out. From my understanding from Tina is that Holly's got all kinds of stuff up to her eyeballs and dealing with this horse and this eye, and I was saying she has to call in because maybe Nels can, maybe this will be the kicker that'll help this horse heal. But so Holly, what's going on with Prairie, and which eye is it?
All right, well, this started actually 5 weeks ago yesterday.
Oh.
Her left eye.
Mm-hmm.
She had three things happen. Well, what we found out. She had an infected abscess in the back of her eye socket.
Ooh.
And then after that, she ended up with a blister on her cornea and a staph infection on her cornea.
Oh,
wow.
The first 2 weeks, I was out there 24/7, every 2 hours on the hour, alternating different medicated ointments on her eye for the infection.
Wow.
And then it switched. We had to add eye drops because I was also working with a horse ophthalmologist specialist. That, you know, my vet was, they were working together on her. We switched to the drops, and that's shortly after that, as we found out there was also the staph infection in her eye. And all this was like, we really thought we would have to surgically remove the eye.
Oh, dear. You have been through the ringer. So are you still having to treat her that often? Or you're still treating the eye, right?
Well, as of Thursday, the doctor said, let's just stop all treatments and let's just see, because it's healing really, really slowly. So Thursday was our last treatment, I believe.
Yeah.
I get so confused with all these, everything is going up, kind of merges together.
Sure.
So I think, she said 2 days now with no treatments, and it hasn't gotten any worse.
Okay, so it hasn't gotten worse, so you're not really noticing anything since the treatment has stopped. I was thinking, Holly, when Tina told me what was going on, because I've had you and Prairie on my prayer and healing list for a while now, since Tina told me about it. I've been thinking, boy, with, you know, working on it this long, 5 weeks, and that's a lot of stuff going on, and with it healing so slowly. See, this is where it, you know, the beauty of the work that Dr. Nels and Linda do, because he's not working on the eye or diagnosing anything, but he's going to bring Prairie's body back into balance. So I'm hoping that this will kick some balance. We'll then be able to speed up this healing and her body will be able to respond appropriately. I mean, is that kind of describing kind of what you're
doing? Yeah, I'm just finding whatever I find in terms of where's the blockage. And
I can see you're definitely working on a horse because your arms are stretched out.
Yeah, and I did find something. Interestingly, I have points that I work with on the head from time to time. And they are active here, so it may be connected to the eye because of that going on. But also with all this...
She's also, last summer, she had her suspensory, she had a tear in her ligament.
Yeah.
So she's been on rest, you know, trying to recover for that. But because of all that, she is really sensitive on her right neck, you know, touch it, she's sensitive. And then all of this going on, the poor thing's just, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She's been through a lot of stress, but she's still recovering from that other injury and...
Okay, well, here's what I'm picking up, and that is, I don't know if we need to do this before or after the break, but Linda needs to work with Holly because Holly's got all kinds of stress.
Well, I think that's a given from, at least from through the grapevine, what I've heard. Holly needs our love and support and everything Linda can give her. So, Holly, you're open to having Linda help you out here, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh,
all right. Definitely. So, Nels, you're going to keep working on Prairie. And it sounds like we'll have some really great, at least a couple of cases so far, that Tough, the dog, the puppy with distemper and the neurological damage and stuff, it's going to be real fun to watch his case to see if the best treatment, you know, helps him and the resets and so forth. And then with Prairie, it'll be wonderful, Holly, to see how she responds to this treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I'm turning you over to Linda. So she's taking over and you're going to do what she wants you to do now.
Well, if you want to, of course. Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, Holly. So I invite you to just think the sky is blue and hold that image of a blue sky in your mind.
I can confirm that.
The sky is blue.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is blue.
Yes.
I can see it.
I'm looking at it. It's beautiful today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. I'm just going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of pleasurable, the feeling of something pleasurable. And something might pop into your head that matches the word pleasurable, and just let that be there, too. You're just thinking pleasurable.
Okay.
Pleasurable.
And the number two, we're adding the number two to that.
Okay.
Pleasurable number two.
And your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very deep, slow breathing in and out and emphasize the exhale. So when you breathe out, just really extend that exhale.
Okay.
All right, Holly, you've got your eyes closed, looking up to the right. You're going to do slow, deep breathing, emphasizing the exhale while you're thinking pleasurable and the number two. Pleasurable and the number two. And Dale's has still got stuff to work on with Prairie because his arms are still up in the air. So a lot of work going on here.
All right. Go ahead and breathe normally, Holly. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward or just gently stretching the back of your neck. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let yourself go back to thinking the sky is blue.
Yep, we've already confirmed that.
Okay, there's something else we're going to do, so keep thinking the sky is blue. And I invite you to bring to mind a person. Person who's been on your mind a lot lately. We don't need to know who it is because you know who it is. And you're just going to bring that person. And if there's more than one, just choose a person that you would like to have in your thoughts right now.
So, thinking of a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I'm going to have you set that person outside your thoughts and put your attention on a feeling of guilt.
Feeling of guilt.
And then we're going to replace guilt with a feeling of grief. Feeling of grief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Grief.
The feeling of grief.
Okay.
Grief and the number two.
Grief number two.
Your eyes are closed, looking up at your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can as you think grief two.
Okay, Holly, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at your forehead. You are holding your breath, thinking grief, and the number two.
I found some interesting responses in my fingers when I was doing the work with Prairie Fire.
I think that's always a good sign. So we'll have you describe that here.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, and then raising your head to a comfortable position. And then letting yourself bring the person you were thinking about back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So let me just check here for an affirmation. And we're going to use, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust.
That's a good old standard. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust.
Yeah.
For the feeling of trust.
Yeah. Just let yourself notice all the different ways that trust is part of your life. The things that you just trust to happen all the time and holding a big trust for things like healing.
All right. Okay. Holly, so I think, you know, Linda's complete.
Right.
Nels, you said there was some interesting things that happened when you were working on Prairie.
Right. We could talk about that after the break if you'd like. But
Okay. Well, we've got to do that. But I also... I'm seeing, Holly, what I was going to say is that it would be probably a good idea for you to call in next week when Natasha is here so we can have her look at this whole thing and make sure that we've covered all the bases that need to be covered. However, as I've already said, there's a Natasha on my call screen and that I think she's maybe calling in for a treatment or something, but... I'm sure she's listening. So when I bring her on the line, Holly, if you want to continue to listen, I'll ask her to confirm. Should we have Holly call in next week? Would you have something to say? She doesn't have to tell us now, but she could say if that's a good thing. But anyway,
okay.
And also stay tuned because we'll go ahead and take care of advertisers. We'll come back. And then, Nels, you want to talk about happened with Prairie?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. Everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. More of your phone calls coming right up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course they have wonderful classes and events going on, and pretty much everything these days hybrid. You can go in person if you like. If you prefer, you can Zoom if it's a paid class, or you can stream if it's free. So you can do that with service, you can do that with anything. So check them out, anandawa.org, anandawa.org, and you can find out about all the great events and classes coming up. Check out whispering-dragon.com. You can check out Jude Ponton and the Whispering Dragon Center. She's working Wednesdays and Fridays now. Give her a call. Go on in for an experience, the gong room and harmonic energy shifting and acutonics in person, or she can work with you remotely. Just give her a call, 206-706-2836. And, of course, you know, I help people with their dog friends, get them under control quickly, and I always do a free no-obligation telephone evaluation. So tell anybody you know, give me a call, 360-217-7258. I'll talk to them for free on the phone, 360-217-7258. Okay, we're caught up. Now, I think before we go to the next caller, Nels, Dr. Nels, you're going to fill us in on, because you had some kind of experience in your fingers when you were working on prayer, and that always means something's going on.
Yeah,
I know that.
When I was working with Prairie Fire, I was connecting some points above her eyes.
Yeah.
One started on the right side, the opposite side of where that trouble is, which is often the case.
Yeah.
And as soon as I connected up a couple of points, the one on the head was one down lower in the spine area, it felt like somebody was taking a big old needle and driving it right into the tip of my index finger.
Wow.
And it was pretty intense. And then I'm thinking, well, this will start to fade pretty soon. And instead of doing that, then my middle finger got another one.
Oh, wow.
And it was getting really intense. And then it all kind of started to subside to more like an itching sensation. And what that says to me is when I'm connecting
points. Yeah, I've never heard you describe anything like that before.
I often get little sensations.
Yeah,
but
not like
intense.
That. Not like needles and
right.
Boy.
So anyway, that's a sign that a whole lot of energy was moving.
Yeah.
And I always take it like if there's a big bad problem and the energy starts to move, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of all I can say about it, but it was a fairly surprising and dramatic experience for me to really be feeling that going on while I was connecting.
And I think I can say, and Holly, if you're listening, I think I can pretty much, you know, I've been working with Nels a long time now, you know, a number of years we've been doing this and privately and here on the air. Pretty much as I recall, any time you've felt or things or seen things, it's always been right on, and usually the sensations will indicate that something good is going on. And
yeah,
there's some action there. So I'm very hopeful, Holly, that you'll see some improvement with Prairie Fire's eye here real soon. So now it can take 2-3 days for this energy to really.
Oh yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see because now we know Prairie Fire, the medication has been stopped since Thursday.
Right.
So let's see. So Holly, I want you to call in next week, and unless we talk to Natasha and she says, no, I don't have anything to tell you, which I don't think Natasha would probably say that because she usually always has something to add. She sees something that we don't see. I'll look forward. Why don't you just call in next week on general principles so you can give us a report as to what's happened with Prairie Fire during the week. That sounds like a
good
plan.
That would be great.
Yeah. All right, Holly. So you call us next week. So let's see. Where are we? How about we stop talking about her and we talk to her? Does that sound good? Let's head up north. And Natasha, welcome to Animal World. You are live with all of us, and especially Linda Rasmussen.
Hello there.
It
Hello.
Is
Let me
her.
Call in.
It is her. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. You know, we all need these little updates, and so I'm looking for some assistance in some corners that I can't necessarily navigate with.
Oh, right, so now, you were calling in for a treatment with Linda, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, did you hear me? Have you been hearing me talking about you today?
Yes, I have, and I appreciate it so much. And I know that Linda and Nels do such magical work that I feel privileged to be a part of that navigation of talk.
Yeah, and so on the calls, when I said call in next week, we'll see. I'll have Natasha look at it. Did it feel like you'd have something to say about those cases?
Well, you know, the horse here, I'm just going to say this real quick
okay.
so that she doesn't necessarily have to call in if that's okay. I feel like there's a less value. That horse has a less value. Like she's had some trauma where, you know, when somebody feels like they're a victim of life, that there's that kind of energy about her. So she struggles with feeling valued, self-value for herself. And so there's some work there. So if she wants to call in next week.
All right. Well, since you said you were going to say now you're working. Because what popped into my mind when you said that, you know, that the horse is lacking self-value and because this could make a difference in healing and so forth. What popped in was Jackson Galaxy's flower essences that he makes for animals. Mm-hmm. And there's a self-esteem one. Does that vibrationally
that
feel
right.
like it would help Prairie Fire? And Nels, you can test too.
And even just rubbing, behind her ears, I feel like, and just saying, "You're loved.
You're loved."
Loved.
Are there good horse points, Dr. Nels? Because you know you talk about good dog points.
Well, the big hollow spots above the eye. If you contact both of those and just, you know, whisper sweet nothings. I mean, it's,
so that would
be
good. Well, Natasha's saying,
that's it.
Rub Prairie's head and those indentations above her eyes and tell her she is loved and valued and a very special horse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And we'll get her some self-esteem Jackson Galaxy flower essences.
That tested out when I tested it.
It said no or yes?
It said yes.
Yes, and Natasha got yes.
Yes.
All right, we're in good shape here. So, Linda, Natasha is now off the time clock. She's not working anymore. She's all yours.
Yeah. Oh.
Do I ever stop? No.
Well, we're stopping you now, and you're going to start again next week when we do this again. But now you get to be the one that gets helped. And so you get the good
I'm willing to receive.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you open to receiving, and Linda's taking over.
So, hello, Natasha.
Hello. It's nice to talk to you. I've been feeling the call to call you, and now is the time. I finally got the message to do it now.
Wonderful. So I am sure you probably called in for a specific reason, but what came up as I was checking in was it would be good if we did some work with some integration of the chakra energies, which is a form of BEST called spiritual BEST, which was created by Dr. Sue Mortar. And so what we're going to do, Natasha, is some chakra-focused breathing, and our destination is the second or sacral chakra, the wisdom center. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is to inhale from below your feet all the way up through the pelvic floor into the sacral chakra, just expanding that area of the body with the inhale and the energy, And then compressing that area and exhaling upward through the central channel of your body and sending that breath all the way out the crown of your head, going beyond the crown, probably 2 to 4 feet. And then breathing in from above the crown, pulling that breath all the way down through the central channel into the sacral chakra, again, feeling an expansion of breath, and then compressing that area when it's time to exhale and sending that breath downward through the pelvic floor and tailbone and beyond the feet into the earth. And then just breathe normally and bring your attention to your physical body and the area around it. And if you would, let me know where you notice some other kind of sensation, either an activation or some kind of a shift.
Where don't I? It's more the question. I know that I'm vibrating at a very high frequency right now. So thank you for this integration. Mm-hmm.
So any particular
so
point
neck,
in your body that you're feeling?
Skull.
The back of your neck, base of the skull?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then down at the as above as below the base of my like the hip area.
Okay.
Around the second chakra, mm-hmm. You know, that whole circle is activating, and I've been really struggling with really major headaches. So that base of the skull is very activated right now.
Okay.
Well, that's your medulla oblongata, and that's where the energy comes in.
Yeah, what we're going to do now is integrate this area, which is attached right now to the third eye. So what we're going to start with is breathing in from above the crown of the head. You're going to breathe into that space behind the eyes, into the third eye, just bringing breath into that area. And when you have a full inhale, you're going to exhale down into that second chakra, just below the belly button, in the center of the body. Just release all the breath there. And then inhale into the sacral chakra from every direction, just filling it up with a breath. And then exhaling up through the channel, up into that area behind the eyes. Just exhaling there completely. And we're going to do it again, inhaling now into the third eye area and exhaling downward. And I'm going to have you keep doing that, sending breath back and forth between the sacral chakra and the third eye. And we are integrating the energies of your wisdom and creativity with your vision, both your vision of the world that you want to see and the vision of your internal energetic state as you send this breath back and forth.
Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And just keep doing that breathing and holding the word satisfied in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. Feeling of satisfied, uniting vision with wisdom.
Your eyes are closed, looking up to the right. You're doing your breathing and thinking satisfied.
Perfect. And now release all the instructions. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward. And then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And I invite you to check in with that area at the base of the skull, back of the neck, and let me know what you're finding there.
There's a spot that is like a pressure spot, mm-hmm. and it's on the left side of the base of the skull.
Okay.
That is, I don't want to say irritated, but it's saying me here,
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good feeling. It's not a bad feeling. It's just a... Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of my times my occiput and atlas been, mm-hmm. And they do the counterclockwise to clockwise position against each other, and then there's that chakra down a couple of mm-hmm. places usually has had problems with being clogged,
mm-hmm.
And so I keep working on that one. So thank you.
Okay, yeah, the sensation you're feeling is energy on the move. And so good job. And you are balanced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if would like to affirm with satisfied, I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
Okay, satisfied.
Embrace the feeling of satisfied.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, I was tired of the migraines. I was totally tired because I knew it was an integration thing because I would get them in the morning. So thank you. Now I'm done with those. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Natasha, for calling. And I'm so glad Linda was available. And it sounds like you're already knowing that this is helping.
Yeah, I believe.
Now, I'll also tell all
thank
of you,
Linda,
out
you're
there.
You're magical. Yeah. You're magical. I know you are. Right. You are magical. Both you and Nels.
Well,
you.
But this is a primary example of how magical these folks are, Linda. I don't know, Nels. You've been doing this show for years.
Yeah.
Linda, you've been on board now for a long time, too. I don't even remember how long. Nathan, you've been on board for a long time. Has she ever done anything like that with a caller? This spiritual best thing and all that? She's never done.
That was my first time hearing of it.
She's never, ever, ever done that. So listen up, you guys. That means this really is being divinely guided. She's intuitively guided. She knew, and you know, Natasha's in another world. She's on another planet. She's a woo-woo gal, okay, that knows all this stuff. So this was totally what she needed. You can hear in Natasha's voice that it's giving. So when you call in, Nels does the same thing with animals. It just doesn't happen so much, you know, verbally.
Right.
But with Linda, but this is all guided and it's individual. So if you any other reason to call in, this is it, because it's exactly what you need. Anyway, Natasha, thanks for calling in, and we'll be with each other again next week.
Sounds wonderful.
All righty. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, we got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time in this hour, but I also want to say, because I keep forgetting to say, now, not only are they magical and it's individual and all of that, but there's more woo-woo stuff that goes on with this because it's energy. There's no issue with distance and all that kind of stuff. And this, it doesn't just affect the individual you're working on. So everybody out there that you're listening, when a caller calls, if it's something that resonates with you, okay, then you just go along with the flow and you do what Linda's saying, you know, and you do the breathing and you hold in your mind and you do your little tip your head forward and all of that, because you will get it by osmosis. It's a surrogate type thing, right, you guys?
Right. The energy is there for all of us.
Yeah. And so you can actually participate, and then you can go back to the archives and listen to it again, okay, if you find that it helps you. All righty. So, everybody stay right where you are. Bettina and Diane, you guys are coming up on the phones. We have lines open at 425-373-5527. Right now, we're taking care of our advertisers, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. All of our dogs are on the New Pro, and boy, does it make a difference. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. We heard again from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact button and fill it out. He always does a free telephone evaluation. And you still have the do-it-yourself-at-home program available. And is it still at the cheap rate?
There for $50.
Which
but
is
you have to
steal,
talk to me
steal,
about
steal.
It first, because I want to make sure it's that you spend your money wisely.
Exactly. Exactly. So you want to check them out, healingministryforanimals.com. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we got great rates, and you get interviews and links and all that kind of stuff. So call me if you're interested, 360-217-7258. All righty, now we got a couple of callers. We'll at least get started with one, but we're probably going to have to do part of it now and part of it on the other side of the hour. But let's welcome Bettina in Seattle. Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. Hello.
Hello there, Bettina.
Hello, Bettina. You're on the air.
Well, maybe we lost Bettina. Maybe Luna and Skeeter ran off. And, well.
One last time. Bettina, you there? Can you hear us?
Earth to
All
Bettina.
Right. Let's
Earth
go ahead and take
Bettina.
Our other caller that's on the line right now, and we'll have Stacy check in with Bettina and see what's going on there.
All right, so let's go to Bellevue and welcome Diane back to Animal World. Good morning, Diane. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, what? I had the line screwed up here.
Oh, well then, never mind. Uh-oh, is this?
This is Bettina here right now.
Well, hey.
Hello.
Hey, Bettina.
Hi.
Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Yes. Nels and with Linda Rasmussen. We may
Hi,
have to do...
Hello, I'm here.
I'm glad you are, but so I can't let it go, you know, because he's perfect all the time. So we have to say, is that maybe the first mistake you've ever made, Nathan? I mean, can we say that maybe he's human now? Huh? Because that was human error?
I guess so. I'll have to take the blame for it.
Well, but that makes you human. Isn't it nice to know he's not perfect? He can't get everything. That makes him good on live radio, because it's always fun when we mess up, isn't it? So, Bettina, hopefully you can hang out, because I think we'll find out why you're calling, what's going on, get started with the dogs, but we'll probably have to hold you over to finish up in the next hour. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, so let's see. We've got, what, dogs Luna and Skeeter? Let's start with Luna. What kind of dog is Luna?
Luna is, I call in all the time. Luna is a, like, Dachshund mix. I think she's a Chiweenie. She's about maybe 7 or 8 now. Mm-hmm. And she is my slightly fearful dog. And I just noticed that it's time for her to have a little tune-up and a little balance.
Okay, so are you able to tune in with her?
Yes,
now,
I've
Dr.
got
Nails?
A good connection with here
with our Chiweenie.
Lovely Luna. So we are on, we're going to do the basic reset here, which is the same thing as the Rasmussen reset. Yeah, so that's side of the neck, kind of just a little bit in front of the shoulder, and then down at the last rib.
Well, you know, we haven't talked about it this show.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, why would you have to reset? What are you resetting?
Okay, excellent. Yes, this is primarily associated with fight or flight. It's really a big deal. The reason I made the Rasmussen reset is because I discovered after years of working with paralyzed animals that every one of them had... I seem to start with these same points, and I noticed that right while working on them, they went from trembling and shaking and, you know, all these signs that they were pretty anxious to calm, relax, sometimes even sleeping right mm-hmm. while doing that reset. So I thought, you know, everybody could use a little reset.
But you also describe, too, that when mammals are traumatized in some way, shape, or form, might be emotional, might be physical, the nervous system can get stuck in that fight-flight mechanism.
Right.
And when that happens, then on in life goes on, if something happens that pushes a similar button, they flash back and they can't respond appropriately. So that's why you call it resetting. It's actually resetting the nervous system, which then allows them to have a different reaction or, you know, not automatic pilot, so
right. And when you consider that fight or flight is the reason it exists is to save our lives, right? that's what it's all about. It's a life-saving mechanism, and so it takes precedence over everything else. So it can mess up your digestion, sleep patterns, and, of course, cause a lot of anxiety. And you could say generally blocking the flow of energy is not good for you physically either. So you can have, you know, physical problems develop.
And I said mammals, so it means, you know, dogs' nervous systems can be stuck. Cats can, horses. How about, can the human animal? Do our nervous systems get stuck?
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Boy, do they ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, I know that you guys can make miraculous strides with like PTSD things and so forth.
Yeah, we've had some
post-traumatic,
pretty...
And I would imagine if you've got post-traumatic stress, your nervous system's probably stuck related to whatever gave you the post-traumatic stress in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty, we are up against the clock here, Bettina. So how about we have Nels keep working on Luna? We'll close out this hour and we'll fire up the love train and spread the love all over the planet, especially to Russia and Ukraine, and get us all energized up for the day and the week. And then when we come back just after 11, Bettina will pick you up. We'll get Skeeter done and you. Does that sound like a plan?
Great. Thank you.
All righty. So Bettina's on hold. Nels is still working on Luna. Dancing is required at this part of the show, folks, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet, dance with me. I'm cruising through, pick you up on the love train, and we got a job. We got to spread this love and light all over the world, especially to you, Kent Crane, to Russia, to the United States, to France, who's ever, and to NATO, everybody helping in the negotiations, and let's see this love and light encompassing it all. And let's have peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Let's treat ourselves like we all belong to the same family and we love each other. We can do that, can't we? All right, here we go. Energizing up with the yogi energization prayer. Infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.